Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 376 for Monday, May 4th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up sharply on Monday, following the sharp advances seen in Chicago soy oil futures. Canola prices were anywhere from $6 to $10 higher, the most active July contract up $9.40 at $456.60 per ton. Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed futures were also firmer, which was supportive for canola. Continued slow farmer selling in Western Canada as they focus on spring field work and seeding was also bullish. Traders were also working to keep some weather premiums built into the market ahead of spring seeding. However, strength in the Canadian dollar limited the upside as it made canola more expensive to international buyers. The large global oilseed supply situation and generally favorable seeding conditions in North America were also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger while wheat and corn were down slightly. Soybean futures were trading anywhere from 6 to 13 cents higher, the most active July contract 12.5 cents higher at $9.77 a bushel. Strong commercial buying interest helped to spark the rally in soybeans, as did strength in soy oil. Further support came from talk that good weather for corn planting in the U.S. could lead to fewer soybean acres. However, signs of slowing demand and good weather for planting soybeans in the U.S. were overhanging values. Corn futures were softer, reacting to expectations that the USDA's weekly crop report will show a large jump in corn planting progress later Monday. Prices ranged anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower, July down 2 cents at $3.61 a bushel. Forecasts calling for rain that will benefit early seeded crops in parts of the U.S. Midwest later this week were also bearish. However, sentiment that the market is oversold limited the declines, as did some spillover from the gains seen in soybeans. Wheat values were also weaker in Chicago, undermined by forecasts calling for more beneficial rain in the U.S. winter wheat growing regions later this week. Values were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents softer, July down 1.25 cents at $4.72 per bushel. Continued slow export demand for U.S. wheat added to the bearish tone, though ideas that recent losses are looking overdone helped to provide some support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.